Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you've made. Lord God, we haven't seen this day. Father, we thank you that we are a part of your thought process this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, no weapon formed against our minds shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon against our families shall prosper. Our workplace, Lord God, every item that we own that you've given us to be stewards over, Lord God, our family and friends, Lord God. We thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord God. We ask that today we be forgiven of all of our sins, Lord, seen and unseen, known and unknown. Lord God, have your way. And we repent in the name of Jesus. And we ask for forgiveness, Lord God. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for allowing us to be here amongst friends and family once again, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your hand is still upon us and we still have things ordained for us to do. Father God, we look forward into completing those tasks, but Father, we also look forward in spending eternity with you. It is in the wonderful name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Over the last several days, we have been working on this devotional called The Battlefield of the Mind. It's based on some teachings and a book by Joyce Meyer. And each day, as you know, I have uploaded a bonus video into our group just to give you a little more content about the battlefield of the mind and a couple of different perspectives from men and women of God from around the world. But more importantly, I believe that this devotional or this study that we're doing on the battlefield of the mind is key in every aspect of our lives. The way we think, the way we perceive things is based on the way we think about things. If we have the wrong perception of something, if we do not have a good opinion of something, then and that is our thoughts about a thing, then we could actually miss God in some areas because of the way we think or the way we view an individual or a situation or even something that's going on in our lives. When we say that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, when we quote that, then if we believe that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, then we have to really believe that even when we're going through our tough times and our weak moments, that even this thing that I'm going through will work in my benefit, because I believe that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. We may not see how it's working together. We may not understand how it's good will come from what we're going through, because we're in the midst of the battle. So when we're in the midst of the battle, sometimes we can't see what's going on the sidelines, or we can't see the full picture or the big picture because we're in the midst of the battle. And if we're getting beat down, if we're losing the battle, we really can't see the good in it because of our flesh and just simply the way we think. Now, there are some battles that can be easily fought, and then there are some that truly looks to slay us. And we have to, there's a scripture I want to reference out of Philippians. It says that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Let me repeat that. Let this mind be in you, be in us, which also was also in Christ Jesus. there's a reason why that our mind has to be, which was also in Christ. If we lay hold to the belief that we are Christians and we confess that we are Christians and we have accepted Jesus the Christ as our Lord and Savior, and if we believe that he died for our sins, the perfect sacrifice, and that he rose on the third day with all power in his hand. If we believe that, we confess that, then at some point in our maturity that we have to understand that we have to start thinking like Christ thought. We have to start thinking differently about things because Christianity, our belief does not stay on the shelf. It does not stay in our pockets. It does not stay at the house when we go out. And it does not stay in the car when we go to work. It doesn't stay on the bus when we get off the bus. That our Christianity, that which we hold to be true in Christ Jesus, continues throughout our day. So our perception, our thinking has to be that the way of Christ. Now, why would our thinking have to be that way? Because the Lord knew that the way we think sometimes, the way we feel, the way we perceive is based a lot of times on how we feel. If you catch us in the right moment, and we as in Christians, you catch us in the right moment, we'll look just like the world, or we'll cuss you out like somebody in the world. I'm not co-signing cussing. Sometimes we do say some words that we shouldn't say. However, we should not be offending someone. We should be mindful, Christ mindful, that we're Christians. And that we shouldn't want to cuss anybody out. I know sometimes we'll say, well, man, they made me do it. Look what you made me do. But we cannot allow that to frame our thinking and to frame our actions, because at the end of the day, we are responsible and we are in control of ourselves. And so in this scripture that says, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, then we have to consider what his thoughts would be in a situation, what his thoughts would be handling someone that cut us off at the light or turned in front of us without putting their turn signal on, or somebody offending us. When someone offends us, most times we respond out of emotions. We don't respond out of a thought process most times. Most times, the adversary want to get a rise, as they say, out of us. He want us to be belligerent, because the moment we are belligerent to someone, the moment, and they know that we're supposed to be Christians, the first thing, if they don't say it, they're thinking, oh, they're supposed to be a Christian. They're supposed to be saved. And they act like just like everybody else. So we have to be the standard because Christ was the standard. And so we even have to pray, Lord, we have to intentionally pray that as a prayer, that scripture as a prayer. Lord, let my mind be as Christ's mind was, is. Let my thinking be Christ-like, not just what we consider Christianity or Christian-like, but Christ-like itself. That means we have to change our perspectives on things. And one of those perspectives that we have is instead of praying for someone to be removed from our midst, someone that offends us, we should be praying that God continues to give us more grace to deal with those individuals that would test us or would test our Christianity or test our well-being. You know, we have to be the mature ones and be like, okay, Lord, give me more grace. Because sometimes God won't move somebody out of your midst that's getting on your last nerve, that he won't remove them. So what do you do? For your sanctity, you have to ask God for more grace to deal with them. And also ask God that for someone that offends you, pray that you're not easily offended. If you notice how this continues to go back to you, goes back to us being the bigger one, the mature one, the godly one, the Christ-like one. In this whole devotional study that we're doing on the battle of the mind, in these bonus videos, I pray that you all are really getting something out of it. Nuggets, so many nuggets in these videos that are being uploaded into the groups and sent out over the internet. That I pray that our minds, as a matter of fact, let's just right now just pray. Lord God, we ask that you help us, give us the grace to deal with those that offends us, Lord God, offend us. Lord, also we pray, Lord God, that we're not easily offended. Father God, that we do not act out of emotion, but Father God, that we consider Christ, that we acknowledge you, Lord God, in all of our ways, in our going in and our coming out, Lord God. It is in the wonderful name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Proverbs 19 and 21, Proverbs 19 and 21 says, many are the plans in the mind of man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Let me repeat that. Many are the plans in the mind of man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. We have all these ideas, all of these plans, all the stuff that we want to do. But is it the purpose of God for your life that will stand? If you're chasing your plans, if you're chasing only your dreams, and you have not considered the dreams that God has placed in your heart, then you might be chasing the wrong thing. So you have to determine in prayer by getting with God the things that he's placed in your heart, the purposes that he's placed in your heart versus the purposes that you've placed in your heart, the plans that you have, that you developed in your mind to set out to obtain. And you have to distinguish the difference between the two. The word says that God gives us the desires of our heart. That is true all day long, in and out. However, we have to know what we have supplanted in our hearts and the difference between what he has purposed for us to do, because they can be totally two different things. And as we develop this mindset, this mind of Christ, we will understand it more and more. Not saying that it's going to be easy. It will be a challenge. One of the top selling subjects in the publishing arena, as far as books are concerned, is books on what is my purpose and trying to determine what is our purpose, or what are we called to do? The only place you're going to truly get an understanding of your call is from the one that put the calling on your life and in your life, the one that put the purpose in your life and on your life. You have to always return back to the source from whence you came. That's how you find purpose. But over the years, we have been polluted. We formulate our opinions, our thoughts, our mindset based on experiences, based on emotions, based on education, based on circles that we're in and the people groups that surround us, what we watch on TV, what we listen to on the radio. A lot of that has shaped our mind and our thinking. We have to pull away. You hear me often say that we're in the world, but not of the world. As Christians, we are not supposed to think and do as the world do. Now, some people say, man, that must be boring. Y'all don't have any fun, man. We have fun. You just got to know what the rules are to this fun that we have, but we have fun. It is wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord, to go out and hang out with family and friends. But it is our mind that the adversary wage war against. He wants to keep us shut in, locked in, set apart from those that we love and doing things that we love. He makes us feel like we're not accomplishing things that we are set out, that we have set out to accomplish. But we have to ask ourselves, is this something that God wanted me to do in the first place? Because the adversary will take a challenge in your life and tell you that you are a failure. Because that's what he does. The devil ain't your friend. He ain't on your team. He's trying to get at you. Trying to keep you upset, keep you depressed. That's why he attacks the mind, the way you think. Because he know if he can get your mind focused on the stuff that you're going through, then you take your mind off Christ. And that is what he intends on doing, is taking your mind off Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We have to know that and identify the adversary when he shows up in our lives. A look somebody give you today can throw you off. The first thing somebody give you a little crazy. What are they looking at me like that for? What? Did I say something to them? What are they looking at me? You got to brush that stuff off your shoulder and keep it moving. It's a distraction. It is a distraction. Don't allow yourself to be distracted so easily. Because distraction is going to come. Family members going to act a fool. Family members going to cut up and say stuff they ain't got no business doing. Your boss is going to treat you certain ways on certain days. It comes with us being in the world. See, the world going to act the way the world acts. The world is going to vote the way the world votes. The world is going to watch what the world watches. But we have to separate ourselves. We have to keep our minds focused. And it is a challenge. And when we have a negative thought, get this, when we have a negative thought, we have to rebuke the thought in the name of Jesus when we have it. We can't let negativity and negative thoughts dwell in us for all day or all night or to fester, because a seed of a negative thought will grow. And it'll grow out of control if you don't catch it in time. because that's what the adversary wants to throw you, to keep you unbalanced and keep your focus off. What is the adversary? What is the devil? What is one of his trademarks? What is one of his fruits? Chaos. And if he can keep your mind in chaos, you will miss the voice of God. Because God can be talking to you, and because you're so focused on what's going on, you'll miss God. And we don't want to miss God. A lot of us feel like, well, God doesn't talk to me. He doesn't talk to us. Yes, he talks all the time. But what frequency are you on? Are you in the world frequency? Are you on his frequency? Are you paying attention? Do you have moments where you just spend time with the Lord? And it's just you and him. And you're asking God to speak in your life. And to shut the noises around you down so you can hear clearly. Are you asking God to unstop your ears? To open your mind to the miracles of God? To the blessings of God? Or have you put God on the shelf and believe that he's not working miracles, or believe that the stories and the lessons of the Bible are old and gone? If you believe that, then why would God open himself to you? But he does, regardless of yourself. He's always open. The invitation was there and sent to you 1,000 years ago. We just have to accept the invitation and pray that our minds are stayed on Christ. I thank you for listening in today. I pray that the bonus videos are a blessing to you. There'll be 2 more videos posted today in our group. God bless you. You have a wonderful day in Christ. Bye-bye.